Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just sat down to the number one national football recruiting blog station in the world. I am your host, Dr. B, and I'm here to introduce the dynamic recruiting agency that will assist your athlete in being recruited to a beneficial college or university, known as the
to the Diamond Show. I'm Robert Denson, also known as Coach D. We have another great show lined up for you tonight, so let's go ahead and get started. Now's the time to join DiamondInTheRoughFootballRecruiting.com. If you have not received a call from a Division I, Division II, or Division III, or NAIA school, it is time to look at your Plan B. Diamond in the Rough Football Recruiting is here to help you get to the next level. Once again, visit our website, fill out the questionnaire, and let us help you get recruited. Please visit www.ditrfr.com. Please do not wait until next month to reach out to us. Time is now to be active in regards to your recruiting. Especially you student athletes would like to play on the next level next August. Please make sure you have registered for the Eligibility Center by going to www.eligibilitycenter.org. In order to take any official visit, you must be registered with the Eligibility Center. Also, make sure you're preparing yourself for either the ACT or SAT. Once again, make sure you're preparing yourself. Most of you guys, if you're still in the playoffs, good luck this weekend. But for you student athletes that has season is over, especially you seniors, I'm getting a lot of inquiries about seniors that has not even taken a first test. That's a shame on you, a shame on your coaches, and things like that. For all you student athletes out there, make sure that you're registered now. So if you're in the eighth grade and listening to the show tonight, make sure you register for the SAT or ACT. The quicker, the sooner, the better to get your tests out of the way. Here's a list of the remaining for this year, for 2016. We only have two more testing dates. We have a test date for the SAT on December 3rd. That's the SAT on December 3rd. Now, for the ACT test dates, we have one test that's on December 10th. All student athletes, make sure when you're registered for either the upcoming SAT or ACT, remember to have your scores go directly to the NCAA Eligibility Center by using listing 9999 for your scores to be sent to the NCAA Eligibility Center and 9876 for your scores to be sent to the NAIA Eligibility Center. Yes, it is two different eligibility centers that especially for your student athletes, does not meet the, I would say, Division I standards for measurables. definitely look at the NAIA. You, a lot of times you get a free and a great education. Attention all seniors around the country. Now it's time to register for the Diamond Showcase. What is the Diamond Showcase? Just give you one last time to appear in front of college coaches from around the country. This event helps student athletes showcase their skills that many college coaches have missed over the past year. It's a chance for them to achieve. It's a chance for you to achieve your goal of going to college and play football and see and receive a quality education. This showcase is the best thing that has come. It is a real great opportunity for players to showcase their skills in front of college coaches. This event is open to all high school seniors across the country with zero to limited offers are encouraged to attend. The Diamond Showcase, you must be a graduating senior and have not accepted a scholarship offer from a Division I program. In addition, you must meet one of these three requirements in order to attend the showcase. You must have a minimum of a 2.3 GPA or higher. Let me repeat that. You must have a minimum of a 2.3 GPA or higher. Or you must be in the top half of your graduation class. You must, in order to attend the Diamond Showcase for seniors, you must either have the ACT or SAT. You cannot register if you do not have your test scores. You will not be able to perform in front of college coaches. Once again, let me just go over the requirements. In order to attend the Diamond Showcase, our showcase is totally different from other individuals around the country. In order to attend our showcase for seniors, this is for seniors only, you must have a minimum of 2.3 GPA. You must be in the upper half of your graduation class. And you must have one of these here. You must have an ACT over 18 or higher, or a SAT or 860 or higher. Everyone that attends the showcase will be entered into the Diamond in the Rough Football Recruiting Database, where college coaches from all divisions will have access to. Let me explain that to you. In January, we will receive, we will be going to the National Coaches Convention in first part of January. And everyone that's entered into that database, that information will be passed on to all coaches. At this convention, we have coaches from all divisions that will be attending these the convention. So I urge you, seniors, if you're not getting any calls in regards to the recruiting, I advise you to register for the showcase. The showcase in Florida, I have received a lot of calls from, and I were honored the high school coaches this year only. And their requests, a lot of high school coaches in the state of Florida request to me not to host the showcase in Florida this year due to a lot of the student athletes have not taken the SAT or ACT. So we have postponed the showcase here in South Florida for this year only. But next year we will be having the showcase in the month of December. For the South Florida area. Now, we're in the process of in final negotiation with the Memphis, Tennessee area. We do have a date in mind, and please attend the show, and we will have some more information in regards to that. We will definitely be going to Memphis, Tennessee in February. We have the date, and we will have more information in 2 weeks. Also, we will not have a show next week. We'll be doing a live webinar in regards to the Mining for Diamond webinar. I will urge everyone that think they know about the recruiting process to join me on the webinar on next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You'll see more information in regards to that on the show on social media, where you can register at. Now, just to recap. Last week, we was talking about the schools in Palm Beach County that were still in the playoff, the run for the state championship series. We lost a couple of teams last week in regards to that, but we still have teams that still in the playoffs, and I will cover those briefly tonight, and then we will get into tonight's topic. Still alive in Palm Beach County, 1A varsity football, we have Polkey, They will be playing this Friday night. They're 1A. They're still alive. In 3A, we have Oxbridge. We'll be traveling down to Chaminade Madonna in Hollywood. That game is on Friday. The last time I checked, they were still trying to determine, because Chaminade does not have lights. I'm not sure if they have set a time. I did check earlier today, and no time was set. So once I find out the time, I will post that on social media. They're in 3A, and this is the run for the state. Oxbridge, the number one team in Diamond and Rough football recruiting final poll, will be traveling down to Broward County to take on Chaminade Madonna of Hollywood. Teams in from 4, 5, and 6, Palm Beach County was a limit this past weekend. Now in 7A, we have the Big Wire, ranked number 2 in Diamond and Rough football recruiting final poll. They will be traveling down to St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale. That game is set for Friday at 7 o'clock. Once again, we have Dwyer from Palm Beach Gardens. We'll be traveling down to St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale. And then the only game that will be available here in Palm Beach County, we have Atlantic High School. We'll be traveling to Palm Beach Gardens. That's 8A football. That's going to be a barn burner, so please go out and support them. That's the only game that's going to be available here in the county. Listen, you go out west for a Pahokee game. Once again, Atlantic will be taking on Palm Beach Gardens at Palm Beach Gardens. Now, get into tonight's topic in regards to recruiting that's about to heat up. College football recruiting is about to heat up again. Once Thanksgiving passed, college coaches will resume being on the road since the NCAA contact period has begun. Contact period means that college coaches can now meet face-to-face with senior prospects at home or at school. How does this affect various groups? For example, for those prospects that are already verbal committed, it means that the area assistant coach who recruits the prospect will be making an in-home visit. So all you student athletes out there that have commit, be prepared. I know you should be in contact with the college coaches on a regular basis. They will be making in-home visit also along with the head coach once their season is over with. You know, what take place, it also means that the head coach, you know, like I just stated, will be contacting the committed school, and they will be making in-home visit just to firm up the commitment. If the prospect is sort of, you know, looking to decommit or recommit or something like that, be very careful. Sometimes the head coach won't waste his time or a soft commitment. Sometimes the head coach one and only off-campus contact until he can really make sure that you're going to come to his institution. For those prospects that has offered but not committed, this is a good time to sell yourself with the assistant area recruiter, assistant head coaches. You know, they would be putting a full press on you to make sure that you still want to come there, or if you're not, make sure that you all your offers that you claim throughout the year, now it's to find out if your offer is really on the table or it gives us a verbal commitment that does not mean anything. So for your prospects that have not committed and have offers, it's definitely time to look at your plan B to make sure that your offer is still on the table. If your offer is off the table, it is time to get your highlight tape together. Let me just speak about the highlight tapes just for a few minutes. I'm finding that a lot of you student athletes out there have not got your highlight tapes done and you're seniors. Let me explain something to you. You're not the only fish in the pond. Your highlight tape should already be completed, especially if your season is over with. You should have been working with your highlight tape throughout the year. There's no excuses with today's technology with Huddle. Make sure that you get your highlight tapes done as quick as possible. And also make sure that you forward it to me. I'll provide you with the highlight email address. It's called video@ditrfr.com. Once again, that's video@ditrfr.com. Please send me your video. That way I can post it on social media, and that way I can add it to the database. For you student athletes out there that are looking to continue to play football on the next level, you have the academics. It's not the end of the world if you do it. The logo schools are not contacting you. There's plenty of other colleges out there. You need to get yourself rediscovered. You know, college coaches spend a lot of their time in the fall season contacting, identifying during the summer. But everyone is still looking for the diamonds in the rough players. So make sure that your highlight tape is done. Make sure that your transcript is up to date. You know, I would advise everyone that's a senior to go by your guidance office to make sure that your transcript is up to date, first of all. Second of all, make sure that if you're taking an SAT, ACT, make sure that your guidance counselor have your test scores and results. That is highly important when a college coach come in that they have that information available. Make sure if you have moved since the school began in August or September, if your parents have relocated, make sure they have the correct address. This is very important. You know, a lot of college coaches, sometimes they come to the school, they have your transcript, and they go to your old address. You know, a college coach gets wasted time riding around town, and you're no longer at that particular address. So make sure you go by the guidance counselor. First of all, make sure your transcript is up to date. Make sure that they have all your courses on there. Make sure that your attendance is right. Also, make sure that your test scores is included in your transcript. I would advise everyone to get an unofficial copy of your transcript. The reason why, you can make copies of that, and you can provide that to the college coach. Another thing, for you seniors, when the college coaches come on campus to visit you, please be dressed for success. Please be on time for school. Make sure that you're in class. And make sure when they call you down to the office to meet the coach, you shake his hand, break his hand, because he just want to make sure that you're the student athlete that they want at their particular institution. Now, if you have any questions in regards to what to expect after the Thanksgiving break with recruiting heating up, you know, please give us a call. The number is 347-677-1564. That's 347-677-1504. Now, going back to the student athletes that have not been in contact, I would urge you to go to our website and fill out the questionnaire. We have Division II schools. We have FCS schools. We have Division III schools. We have NAIA schools. And we also have students that may need to go to junior college. We're here to assist you. You know, if you have the desire, I did it, and I'm pretty sure everyone else out there did it. When we got to high school, we thought we was it. So, you know, it's not the end of the world if you're not getting contacted by college coaches. There's still hope for you. Once again, the college coaches will be visiting the committed seniors. They also, when they come down after Thanksgiving, they will be looking at underclassmen. So underclassmen is very important for you to be in school also. Make sure that you're prepared. Once again, go by your guidance counselor. Get a copy, an unofficial copy of your transcript. Make sure that your grades are correct. If you transfer for more than one school, make sure that your grades from your previous school is on your new transcript. And I urge everyone, forget Plan 707. Make sure that you have your SAT or ACT scores out of the way. All you student athletes that dream of playing Division One Football, I urge you to attend our webinar that will be on next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Look on social media. I will provide the social media link in regards to where you can register for the webinar. Also, I will post it on our webpage, which is www.ditrfr. It will be posted there also after the show in regards to registering for the Mining for Diamond webinar. That webinar is a workshop for families of high school student athletes. It's hosted by me. The topic is What No One Tells Me in the Recruiting Process. Some of the subjects that we'll be discussing on the webinar is understanding the recruiting process. We'll cover recruiting rules, academic, recruiting calendar, terms and definitions. It would enable parents to understand what will or could happen in the student athlete in the recruiting process at all levels. Also, we'll be on the webinar, we'll be figuring out where your student athlete is in the recruiting process. We go over the measurables, what Division I schools look for, Division II schools look for, Division III schools look for, and then things family could and should do to be proactive in impacting the process. We'll cover all those things on next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. It's approximately 90 minutes for the webinar. Attention all high school coaches out there. If you'd like for us to come to your particular high school to do the Mining for Diamond webinar recruiting, please drop us a line, a subject, Mining for Diamond workshop. We also do handouts and things in regards to that. Once again, if you have any questions, please give us a call at 347-677-1564. We also have something new that we're going to be instituting as of January 1st. We'll be doing a developing your own game plan in regards to recruiting. We have two different packages for underclassmen. We have what we call a Diamond One package. The package for juniors that will be, the cost is $125, and for freshmen and sophomore, the package is $175. What this package includes is a review and analyze a videotape, as a telephone interview, it develop a personal recruiting game plan, a follow-up email, and telephone consultation. Now, you get the same thing in the Diamond 2 package. What's included in the Diamond 2 package is pretty much the same thing, but we also do in-home visits. The cost of that package is $250, and for freshmen and sophomores, $275. That's a 90-minute in-home visit. We review with the family and the student athlete in regards to where he stands in regards to the recruiting process, what division that he needs to. We analyze the videotape, his highlight tape. We develop a personal recruiting game plan, and we follow up with emails and a telephone consultation. And then for you current seniors, we do have a Diamond package. It is called the Level 3 package. What we do, we assist you in regards to the recruiting process. This package here is $9.95, but through now, through the end of the year, we're taking $200 off. The package is $7.95. When you do fill out the questionnaire, guests mentioned that you were listening to the Diamond show in order to take advantage of the $200 credit. So we develop a game plan. We send your tape out to various colleges from your division of student athletes or in regards to the process. Please, we'll reach out to the Division III program. Please do not frown on Division III program. We'll discuss on next tonight at 7 p.m. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Diamond and Rough Football Recruiting. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and all social media at DITRFR. Once again, we'll have information in regards to the webinar after the show. Don't forget to download our program on iTunes at Diamond Show. Also, refer the show to a friend or another teammate or another parent. If you have any general questions or suggestions for show topics, please give us a call at 866-259-8271, extension 11. Once again, that number is 866-259-8271, extension 11. We will not have a show next week because next Wednesday we will have a webinar from 7 to 9. I will be posting information in regards to the webinar as soon as the show is over. I want to thank you for your time out, taking time out to join the show tonight. And we look forward to hearing seeing you on next Wednesday night on the webinar. The webinar is 100% free. Please join us for the webinar. I will post information on our website, and we will also post on social media. We know that you're very busy, and we appreciate your time. Have a great night.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just sat down to the number one national football recruiting blog station in the world. I am your host, Dr. B, and I'm here to introduce the dynamic recruiting agency that will assist your athletes in being recruited to a beneficial college or university, known as the